Live from the Ron Scott Communications Center, this is From the Stand, and I'm Steve Buss. This morning, we're going to talk with a longtime EAA volunteer and paramotor instructor, John Isley, about paramotor flying and some of the things going on at the Fun Fly Zone this week. We're going to meet Stephen Bridgewater, who is the deputy editor of Aerospace Magazine from the Royal Aeronautical Society. And Stephen has been a busy, busy guy. He's been looking forward to coming to Oshkosh, and we were originally going to talk to him last year, but of course we didn't have a lot of international visitors last year. But he's very happy to be here, and he's just come back from the Farnborough Air Show. So we're going to get his first take on what was happening there and find out his initial impressions of Oshkosh. And we're also going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the RV aircraft series with Mr. RV himself, Dick Van Grunsven. But first, as is tradition, we welcome Jack Pelton, EIA's chairman, to the stand. Good morning, Jack. Welcome back for another Air Venture.
Good morning, Steve, and thanks for bringing such great weather. Today is absolutely Chamber of Commerce kind of day perfect.
It certainly is, and thank you for not blaming me for Saturday's weather. And speaking of the weather, you know, if you haven't heard, we had some pretty good-sized thunderstorms roll through here, but the grounds themselves, it looks, the airport itself looks to have taken the water, a couple of inches of water down here. The aircraft parking areas look good. Campground a little muddy, but overall, this it's really shaping up to look like a beautiful sight.
It did. The crews got out there early and was able to clean up any of the debris and damages. Fortunately, nobody was hurt.
Right.
And the water with a couple of days like this will be behind us, so We're up and ready to go, and welcome to 2022 Air Venture.
Good. We should start out just by acknowledging something that this news is going to spread through the EIA family quite quickly today, and that is longtime convention chairman, former president of EIA, Tom Pobrezny, passed away this morning. So we wanted to pass that news along. It's kind of an emotional day. I'm feeling very excited for being here, and it's opening day, but at the same time, a little on the sad side, knowing that Tom is not with us anymore.
You know, it certainly for me coming in this morning, having gotten the news very early in the morning, excited about Monday opening day. Well, emotionally, it's very tough. The reflection, though, as you come onto the grounds and see what he has done, because this is all a testament to what Tom's vision was and how he grew and developed the event. And it's an honor to be here and humbled that we're carrying on his tradition.
It was a very, very visionary look at what this event could become, and along the line, quite a few good Tom stories that I have. One of the best was one of the first years that I was on staff. I think 1988. This was before the current traffic flow that we have now. That's been worked out, and Tom worked very hard on that for many years. Highway 41 was backed up almost all the way to Fond du Lac, with people trying to get into the site, and they just couldn't possibly do it. And Tom actually jumped in one of the Bell 47 helicopters and helped direct traffic with the State Patrol and the county officers from the air, got done with that, came back on site, got in the airplane, and flew with the Eagles. Flawless routine as always, jumped out and continued on with the day. So it's really, he was a very talented person, and we owe him a great debt of gratitude
that is
for this.
A classic Tom story,
yes.
Yeah.
For what we have here. And there'll be more tributes to Tom coming up throughout the week, and I'm sure EIA, you're planning some things as well very early in the stages, so just keep an eye on the website for any updates.
Yeah, we plan on starting today in the air show. We'll do a missing man formation at the beginning of it, and then we hope to have Red 3 over at the Memorial Wall by the chapel with some beautiful flowers to commemorate his legacy.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, let's turn the page and think about the week that is to come. You have a pretty full dance card. You average, what, about 2 hours of sleep every night?
Yeah.
With all the activities. But what are some of the things you are looking forward to this week?
There's so much kind of new and exciting things going on. Well, you know, one of the things I want to make sure our members understand is that we've opened a new, we call it the Lifetime Members Oasis. And that's over by the Brown Arch, and it used to be our Sky Shop. And it's a place for them to hang out, get refreshments, have air conditioning, sit down and rest their feet. But it's going to be there all week, all day, open to them, and just a beautiful place now that's dedicated to our lifetime members. And we plan on expanding it at some point next year to put a roof on the top of it to where you can watch the air show from it. But we're really pleased to really show the lifetime members we care. As far as the other events, right now I've got my eyes on all the number of arrivals that are coming in. And every year what amazes me, because I love watching the vintage airplanes, is I have some vintage airplanes, and I call them daily flyers. And I'm watching these airplanes that are coming in that are absolutely spectacular, how beautifully restored they are. I can't stop it. This has been incredible, the number of them. But, Air Force 75th anniversary is a big topic for this week, and we are going to – the Air Force is bringing a lot of different airplanes to show off, which is going to be great. Probably one of the most – Thursday will be the big day for it, is the 30th anniversary of the Young Eagles, which Tom Poberesny is directly, if it's got his thumbprint all right. over it. And what's heartbreaking for me is he had planned on being here today and to be at the Theater in the Woods tonight for the 30th anniversary. So we'll be thinking about him tonight. But what a milestone. 2.3 million young people have flown. The program's as strong as ever. We're continuing to grow it. We've kind of addressed the question of what's next after that Young Eagle flight with our Aero Educate program. So I encourage you to get over to College Park and visit the Aero Educate booth, and it'll tell you what a young person, how they stay connected year-round online after that flight to get them progressing in an aviation career. The other, I think, phenomenal anniversary is Van's 50th anniversary. Having been in aviation my entire life in design and production of airplanes, that company single-handedly has kept general aviation in a place that we probably wouldn't be if it were just dependent on these overpriced spam cans from Wichita. Beautifully designed, well constructed, great kits, 50 years and continuing to innovating, introducing a new product this week. Their Van's RV-15, but they have made such a huge impact and difference that I consider him he's a Hall of Fame kind of guy.
Certainly is. And we're talking with Jack Pelton, EAA's chairman. Speaking of building airplanes, we're going to build an airplane this week as well, the 1 Week Wonder.
This morning I was there for the kickoff, and 1 Week Wonder out at the Four Corners. It's going to be a Sonics with a Rotax engine this year. I had the honor of being able to kick it off, and they were a little late in getting the audio equipment there, so they're already behind schedule. And so I made sure to let them know that we got to pick it up. We only got six days and a bunch of hours to go. But it's fun. The whole intent of that, I get asked the question, why are you doing this, is to let people know that this is achievable. It's right. something that you can do. And you can get out there and actually hands-on help the build. You can pull rivets. You can see how the kits are designed and how the parts come together and the manuals. And we feel that when the people experience that, they walk away with a different feeling about, hey, I can do this. It is achievable. It's something I can do and get into aviation at a much better cost point.
Right. And part of the foundation of what this event is all about, the workshops and the forums designed to do exactly that, is to let people see that they can do this. It is not beyond them. You just need to know who to ask the right questions.
And EA has all those resources right. for you. I mean, from if you're thinking about it, we have the information to explain what the process and what it's like. If you're going to do it, we've got the information to help you get the skills to actually be able to build it. And then we have a flight test manual for when you're complete. But when you talk about the forums this year, kind of interesting. To me, it's a feel-good moment for me. We have 30% more form presentations this year than we did last year. Last year, we were tippy-toeing into AirVenture, worried about the pandemic, and we're back to we have no more room for presenters. There's over 1,300 presentations in the forums and workshops. So if you come on, if you're here, there is plenty to see and do and learn.
There certainly is. And some brand-new addition to the Aviation Center as well is now up and running.
July 12th, we cut the ribbon on a very big undertaking and project in a difficult time when you think about supply chain and work and all that. It's a $6.2 million, 30,000 square foot addition to the museum. And the genesis of it was there's discussion with people is the two things at AirVenture that are really cornerstone and foundational to our education mission, and that was KidVenture and the Pilot Proficiency Center. And the question would come up as to how do you continue to do that year round? And we had some various donors who really pushed and believed in that concept. And it was all donor funded. It wasn't paid out of any membership dues or operating funds at all. It's state of the art. The second story is all hands-on learning labs where everything from we got a wind tunnel, we got engines rebuild, we've got electronic shop, we got everything you can imagine in there. So it's going to be really great for all ages. And then the first floor, we've got 14 Redbird simulators that are going to be active year-round to come in and hone your skills, get proficiency training, familiarization training, just general education. So we're everybody needs to get out and take a look at it because it's really a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Excellent. In the about minute or so that we have left, any final thoughts that you'd like to wrap up this segment with? Things, again, that really looking forward to this week?
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't hit on the most important piece of this event, and that's our volunteers. You know, last year, again, we tippy-toed into it, and this year they're back bigger and better than ever, committed. I've had so much fun the last month hanging out with them and hearing their stories and the families that have come and the work they do and what wonderful folks they are. This does not happen without them. And please, everybody, you know, when you're around the volunteers, take a moment to thank them, because this, again, it's not only a phrase of saying it wouldn't happen. It really wouldn't happen. We needed those 5,000 people and their dedication.
Very, very good. So thank you, Jack, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning. We're off and running, off to a good start so far, a great week ahead, and we look forward. We'll wrap things up on Saturday, unfortunately.
Off to a great start.
Yeah, it is. It's 1 week, but I wish it would last for two.
I know. Somebody was saying, why don't we go home? Why don't we just stay? And I did remind people, winter's a little tough up here.
That is true. That is true. Jack, thanks again. Have a great week.
Thanks, Steve.
We'll talk to you on Saturday. This is From the Stand on EIA Radio.